You're listening to SBS News.
For Australian permanent resident Ying Wong, who was stranded in Wuhan, it was news she thought might never come. The Department of Foreign Affairs confirmed seats for her and her family on a Qantas evacuation flight due to leave Wuhan in the early hours of Saturday morning.
I do feel very, very lucky to be able to get on this flight, get my family back to Australia.
Nearly 300 Australians who have already been evacuated are in quarantine on Christmas Island. A number of evacuees spoke to SBS News on Friday through the detention centre's fence, saying they are relieved to have left Wuhan.
For us, just to be on Australian soil is a relief, you know?
The group of evacuees leaving tonight will not be joining them. Instead, they will be quarantined at a disused mining camp near Darwin. Prime Minister Scott Morrison explains the Christmas Island facility is nearly at capacity.
It's simply a configuration issue. And so with that advice, we will be moving to the contingency plans for overflow that we have been working on at the same time to ensure that we're prepared for things such as this when they present.
Michael Gunner is the Northern Territory's chief minister, and his first move was to allay any local fears of infection.
There will be no health risk to the general public. I have sought and gained that assurance from the federal government. The NT's chief health officer has complete confidence that the Darwin community will not be impacted by this cohort being quarantined here.
But as officials deal with people returning to Australia, they've been left frustrated by travellers ignoring advice not to travel to China. With Qantas suspending flights to mainland China in 2 days, there is only a very small window left to leave. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton explains.
Those people, frankly, are putting themselves in a difficult situation. They would find it very hard to get back to Australia in certain circumstances, and you can't guarantee their return, particularly if China shuts its borders.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.